This Pro-Liberty podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. That's M-A-G-A, like Make America Great Again. Thank you for your support.
Although in many ways Netflix has become a propaganda machine, there is a series on Netflix that's worth viewing. It's a lesson about the collapse of societies and cities in America today. The series is called Flint. A friend told me about it. I decided to check it out. I watched a couple of episodes, and it's mind-blowing. And what it shows you how fragile society has become. Flint used to be, I believe, the wealthiest city in America in terms of median household income. I believe it was at 81,000, something like that. There was a person in the series who was talking in front of the city council and cited these statistics. And now the median household income has collapsed to $20,000 or $21,000, bringing the city down to practically poverty level. The city is a sign of what's happening across America. In places like Los Angeles, Chicago, Detroit, Houston, St. Louis, Baltimore, Philadelphia, and many, many other places, the cities are collapsing. There aren't enough police. The police are wildly understaffed. In many places, the police are actually afraid to make arrests. And so criminals are going free. Police are not responding in some cities, like Detroit, to even shootings. Literally not responding to shootings. The only time they respond is if someone has been killed. Just hearing gunshots is no longer even a reason to respond. The police are short-staffed and is dangerous for cops. And the cops are vilified, of course, all during the Obama years. Obama pitted black against white all across the country, and the left-wing media contributed to the massive hatred of police, creating an unsafe environment for law enforcement. And so cops are quitting the force all across the country, and at the same time, cities are slashing the budgets of police departments, leading to very dangerous shortfalls in policing, in police cars that are active on the city streets at any given moment. There just aren't enough cops. And, you know, I used to serve on the board of directors for a nonprofit police foundation in Arizona. And even back then, which was many years ago, we had the same problem. Not enough cops, not even close. And that's why they call it the thin blue line. Have you ever heard that phrase, the thin blue line? It means it's the thin line that separates or that prevents society from collapsing into utter criminal chaos. And the reason that line is blue is because it's the cops and the sheriffs and deputies, it's the men and women in blue, as we say, who hold up that line. And without them, cities collapse into runaway criminality and violence, just without end. And what's crucial to really recognize if you're watching this show on Netflix called Flint is to look at how poor the city is. Flint looks like, I'm not exaggerating, it looks like a third world country. As it's depicted in the series, and the mayor and the police chief and the police officers, even though they all mean well, they're all good-intentioned people, they are working with such a lack of resources that it's impossible to stem the tide of the crime and the drug use, the rampant violence, and the economic collapse of Flint, Michigan. And you see, there's so many factors here, but I just named the big key ones. There's rampant drug use, which of course stems from the opioids epidemic pushed by Big Pharma and the government protection of the monopoly drug cartels, which is Big Pharma. At the same time, you have the economic gutting of this country and disastrous policies created by liberals who destroy all their own cities. Look at San Francisco. It's collapsed into a drug-infested, you know, cesspool with human feces all over the sidewalks. It's so bad that even the tourist industry is begging city leaders to to literally clean the human turds off the sidewalks so that tourists don't step in human feces as they're touring the city. I mean, it's so bad. Needles everywhere. You could just step on needles and you could get HIV or some other infectious disease just from walking down the street in a place like San Francisco. Liberals have destroyed their cities. Liberals have destroyed Chicago. Now, the gun violence capital of America, even though it's an anti-gun zone or a gun-free zone, as they say. Strong gun control laws, massive gun violence. Why? Because the law-abiding citizens don't have the right to defend themselves. And so the criminals run loose with guns, preying on the innocent. And there aren't enough cops to stop them. This is all part of the liberal policies that utterly destroy cities and lead to rampant homelessness, drug abuse, desperation, and economic collapse. And what's really important to recognize about Flint, this docu-series, I guess, documentary, is that there's no reversing this. No matter how hard the city council tries, no matter how hard the chief of police or the mayor, no matter how hard they try, you can't reverse this. It's headed for collapse because the economics no longer work. There are not manufacturing jobs because of people like Bill Clinton who passed all of these trade programs and supported NAFTA, for example, that just gutted the manufacturing base of America. That's why Flint has collapsed into an economic cesspool, because of people like Bill Clinton and other Democrats who wanted globalization and they wanted open borders trade policies. And they didn't want to protect America's jobs or the American worker. And they wanted to have an unlimited stream of illegal workers just marching across the border, taking jobs away from American citizens who have now become homeless drug addicts. Desperation has set in places like Flint. And it's a direct result of these policies, these ill-conceived policies that have gutted America's blue-collar manufacturing base. Why do you think the blue-collar workers in places like Michigan and Pennsylvania voted for President Trump? The Democrats thought for sure they had those states locked up, and many others, you know, Ohio and so on, all across the blue-collar America. Democrats have always controlled most of those states, and nearly all of them went to Donald Trump. You know why? Because the American worker feels betrayed. The American worker has been abandoned by the political elite. The American worker wakes up and realizes that he or she is expendable in the minds of the bureaucrats. And this gutting of America's economy just happens to fit right in with the strategy of the Democrats, which is to have a massive underclass of impoverished, government-dependent people who need government to rescue them with food stamps, Obamacare, housing subsidies, everything, welfare. Democrats don't want a middle class because middle class means that people have economic mobility, that they could move up, they could work a job, they could save some money, they could buy a home, they could maybe start a business and make some investments and make something of themselves without the government having to hand out everything to them. And that tends to make people not vote Democrat. And so the Democrats don't want that. They love to see cities like Flint collapsing because in their minds, they see those are future voters. They love to see the collapse of Los Angeles and the gun violence in Chicago. Why do you think they don't speak out about stopping the gun violence? They don't want to stop the gun violence. They don't even talk about the violence in Chicago. Oh, they'll have marches and everything about Florida school shooting. No marches about all the black kids getting shot up in Chicago in the gun-free zone because they don't want, they don't really want to stop that. They're not interested in bringing any attention to it. So watch this documentary and learn just how much progressive policies have gutted America and are destroying the industrial base of this country one city at a time. And I don't think that there's any way to reverse it. It's headed for disaster one city at a time all across this country. Read my website, collapse.news. to stay informed and do your part to vote for real prosperity and abundance and opportunity for America. Thanks for listening. This is Mike Adams.
Learn more at healthrangerreport.com.
I know you have a lot of choices of where to get your superfoods and supplements, personal care products, and so on. To find all these solutions and more, just go to healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, M-A-G-A. healthrangerstore.com/MAGA, as in Make America Great Again. You'll find hundreds of solutions there that can enhance and help protect your health. Again, that's healthrangerstore.com/MAGA. At the Health Ranger Store, we are a pro-liberty, pro-life, pro-freedom, pro-America manufacturer and direct distributor. We sell direct to customers, offering extraordinary values on these products. Lab tested and verified, we test all of our products for bacteria, E. coli, salmonella, yeast and mold, heavy metals, lead, cadmium, arsenic, mercury, much more. Also glyphosate and herbicide and other pesticides and herbicides are being added to our testing procedure to make sure that we bring you safe, verified, clean supplements that you just don't get anywhere else. I mean, Amazon.com is a joke compared to us. The Wall Street Journal even did a story exposing the thousands of contaminated, illegal, banned, toxic supplements and products that Amazon sells. We wouldn't sell that because we have ethics, we have morality, we're honest, we have integrity as a manufacturer and a provider of these products. Check us out, healthrangerstore.com. Over 700 different products are available right now. High-end supplements, superfoods, personal care products, even fragrance-free products that are eco-friendly for your home, such as laundry detergent, body soap, dishwasher detergent, and many other products. You'll find just an incredible assortment at healthrangerstore.com. And most importantly, your purchases there help support our ongoing efforts to spread the message of liberty and freedom and pro-life, respecting life in all its forms, and having a nation and a world that operates with ethics and morality so that we might have a sustainable human civilization, not one that's collapsing in destitution and suffering, which is what the radical left and the communists want to bring about. So support us, and we support humanity. HealthRangerStore.com. I thank you for your support.